You're listening to Drive Time Sports on KOAL AM 750. The play-by-play home of the Emory Spartans.
Time to talk some local sports here on this Wednesday edition of the show. We're going to bring in a great friend of mine, Cody Bunderson, owner of Fierce Fighting Championship. They just recently had a show here locally that was a huge success. But Cody is also the owner of Fierce MMA and Fitness. Absolutely spectacular what they have going on down there right now. We have two guests joining us in the studio for this segment to talk to you about children and how they fit in to Fierce MMA and Fitness. Cody, I always look forward to it, man. Thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah, for sure, Jordan. Love being here.
Let's talk about Fierce MMA and Fitness. I know you were just in here a little while ago. We were talking about Fierce Fighting Championship and your guys' latest card in the promotion, but there's so much more to what you do here locally, especially in the fight game as far as training. And you know, we bring in some of the guys that you have trained and some of the guys that you have coached, but today we're going to focus on kids.
Yes. Yes, sir. We have a great kids program going down there, you know, starting down there as early as age 5 and all the way up to the teenagers. And we're, you know, competing. We're, you know, teaching these kids discipline. We're teaching them, you know, self-respect. And I love it. That's truly my passion down there, is teaching the kids.
Yeah, you've told me that several times. I mean, that is your passion, making sure that the kids, A, gain some confidence, B, live a healthy lifestyle, and at the same time, you're having fun. That's what's so unique about what it is you do. I mean, you're teaching these kids how to be healthy. You're teaching them discipline and confidence, but at the same time, they're having fun doing
it. Yeah, definitely. You know, you have to be, if you're not having fun, then you shouldn't be doing it. And I have fun every day that I teach the kids, and I believe every one of those kids in there have fun every single day, too.
Tell me about the we'll start with the 5-year-olds. That's young.
Yeah.
So what do you do with 5-year-olds? How do you get them involved and get them in the right track, going on the right track?
It's fundamentals, you know, just teaching them basics from the get-go while still incorporating it, you know, making games out of certain things, and just teaching them very basic stuff so that when they do come up into either the second class or as they get older, they already have such a good, you know, fundamental basis for, you know, whether it's kickboxing or whether they're jujitsu. You know, they have, you know, 4 or 5 just very basic moves, but, you know, moves that'll, you know, carry you all the way to the highest levels as a black belt. So, you know, just instilling the basics for these kids and making it fun.
Now, once you get past 5 years old, what seems to be the age where the kids go beyond fundamentals? Is there a specific age that...
Yeah, I mean, some of the kids, you know, it's kind of crazy to see how even some of the, you know, even 5, 6, 7-year-olds, you know, how quickly some of them can pick it up. You know, we took 8 kids up to a jiu-jitsu tournament last weekend. And, you know, we had some 5 and 6-year-olds competing that walked away with some gold medals. So, you know, we took 8 kids. We had 9 first-place finishes, 9 second-place finishes, and 1 third-place finish. So, you know, Fierce MMA, we definitely represented ourselves very well in the state last weekend.
I'm sure it's a hoot to see a 6-year-old compete in something like this,
yeah,
isn't it?
Fun. Yeah, it's really fun. You know, you see them going for the moves that you've shown them, but also to see, you know, kind of the heart that they displayed too, to, you know, go out and kind of lay it all there on the line, and you see the emotions that, you know, get involved with the competition. And it really pushes these kids like to another level when they step in that competition, and, you know, to see the smiles on their face, whether they win or lose, it's pretty cool.
You're a coach. You get to coach adults. You get to coach kids. Has there ever been a time where you've thought, I wish this adult listened to me the way this 5-year-old or 6-year-old kid does?
Every single day.
Okay.
Every single day. You know, I could smack some of my adults in the head, but it's fun. You know, these kids, this next generation that's coming up, man, we have some kids out there that are real special. All those kids out there are special. But there's some, you know, that you can just see that from a competition standpoint, how good some of these kids have the potential to be.
I think some of the other cool aspect of this, Cody, is each kid finds their own niche. They find what they like. And it's not just jiu-jitsu. I mean, it's kickboxing, it's boxing,
yeah,
it's wrestling. I mean,
yeah,
it's everything,
for sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. You know, they're getting the full arsenal of mixed martial arts, which from a self-defense standpoint, you know, these kids can handle themselves on the feet. You know, if a fight gets taken to the ground, you know, they're comfortable anywhere through our program. Again, you know, we're not advocating fighting or violence or anything like that, but we do advocate to them that, you know, if someone's laying harm on them, that they will be able, that they should stand up for themselves. And I think that's kind of a problem that we see nowadays is, you know, you're in, even in the school systems, you know, it's like, you know, if someone lays a hand on you, you touch them, you're going to get in trouble. But, you know, in my mind, my opinion is, you know, someone lays a hand on you and is trying to, you know, inflict a violence or, you know, some sort of threat to you, that you should be able to stand up for yourselves. And we preach these to our kids. And again, we don't want, we're not advocating violence or anything like that, but we do want them to stand up for themselves, especially in bullying situations.
You and I have had this conversation in the past. Mixed martial arts has evolved, and I believe it's evolved to the point to where it is mainstream now. What I mean by mainstream is, for a while, I think MMA had violence attached to it, where karate didn't necessarily have violence
right.
attached to it. I don't think MMA is that. I don't think it's in that world anymore.
No. It's so mainstream now. Like everybody, you know, you say UFC, everybody knows who that is. And it's kind of funny because people, when they think UFC, they think it's like an actual martial art. UFC, you know, oh, you train UFC. No, it's mixed martial arts. You know, you're training in multiple disciplines to become, you know, the best martial artist that you can be from, you know, every aspect of, you know, whether you're someone's trying to punch you in the face or someone's trying to take you down to the ground from a wrestling standpoint, or trying to, you know, submit you or choke you with your jiu-jitsu. So you have to be evolved and well-rounded in all aspects, especially in the mixed martial arts game.
Now, you have brought along a parent with you today. We're going to bring in Mandy Peterson, who has two kids that you teach, correct?
Yeah, she has two kids that's been with us for over a year now. You know, I love both the boys to death. They're both great kids. They both work their butts off, and it truly is an honor to be able to teach both those kids.
Mandy, it's a pleasure to get you in today as well, so thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, glad to be here.
Okay, let's talk about, first off, why you decided to enroll your kids at Fierce MMA and Fitness. So what was it about it that said, okay, you know what, I'm going to let the boys try this?
Well, Kason just kept asking he wanted to box and box and box, and I didn't know why, but there were some kids at his school that were starting to give him some trouble. So I know Cody, long time, he went to school with my brother. So I contacted him because I knew he did classes. So first we started out with Kason doing boxing, and then my younger son, Cal, wanted to try it. So he started doing the kickboxing, and he liked the kickboxing, and then he started doing jiu-jitsu and just loves it.
So what are some of the changes that you've seen in your kids since they've been enrolled and they've worked with Cody at Fierce MMA and Fitness?
They're definitely both more confident. And as a mom, I feel better knowing they have the skills that they need to not get bullied. You know, if something happened, they would know how to take care of themselves.
And at the same time, I'm sure they're in much better shape.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Yep.
Boxing,
for sure,
is,
yeah.
It's pretty intense.
I've never seen them sweat as much as they do from it.
That's a good thing.
Awesome.
So they're not playing video games. They're out, they're doing something physical, and they're learning a skill.
Yep.
What are some of the, you said confidence. I mean, kind of give me an example. I mean, from a confidence standpoint, what's the big improvement there? Can you give me an example on that?
My oldest son, he just seemed to not want to go to school as much, and now he's confident and loves it.
Do they look forward to going to these classes? Obviously.
Oh, definitely.
I'm sure, right?
Yeah, definitely. Yep. We didn't know if we could keep doing it with baseball, and I said, oh, maybe we should quit for a while, but they both keep wanting to go, and so we're busy, but they love it.
I know Cody is always so open to having people come down and check out the environment. The first time you saw the environment at Fierce MMA and Fitness, what was your thoughts on it?
Oh, it's just totally awesome. There's all different ages and abilities of people, and there's all the people that do MMA with him, all the guys they help teach the classes, and it's just awesome.
Is it fair to say it's a family environment at Fierce MMA and Fitness?
Yep, definitely.
Outside of the gym, when these kids see some of the coaches and when they see Cody, I mean, it's a coach. I mean, that's what it is. And the reason I bring this up is because when you coach baseball, you have kids that they want to be like Willie Mays, or they want to be, you know what I mean? They have their favorite baseball player. To you know, these teachers, to these guys in the world of MMA or the world of, you know, this type of training, that's kind of their hero,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we went and watched Cody fight, and they both thought it was really awesome. They both want to start doing competitions and stuff now.
Okay, so I'm a parent, and I'm on the edge. I don't know. I don't know
definitely.
If I want my kid down there, so
definitely
convince me.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's awesome. You'll see your kid grow more than you can imagine. It's awesome.
more so than in any other extracurricular activity? I'm sure it's different than other extracurricular
activities. Oh, it's totally different, yeah. But, I mean, I think it's awesome as far as their confidence level. To me, it's totally worth it.
Let's bring Cody back in. Cody, as you hear a mom talk to you about the way her kids have evolved from a confidence standpoint, that's your main objective. I mean, we talked about the self-defense and all that, but at the end of the day, it's the confidence and it's the healthy lifestyle, right? I mean, that's the
For
main
sure.
objective.
That's what it's about. It's, kids compete. You know, there's medals. There's, you know, some of the kids won these cool swords last weekend and stuff, but medals come, medals go, you know. The discipline you learn, the confidence that you learn, the self-respect that you learn, the way that you learn to take care of your body, respect others, show kindness towards others, and then be involved in a family environment in the gym that we have, that's what it's about.
Cody, if there's a parent out there who wants some more information or they want to look at what kind of classes are offered or where their kid would fit in, what's the best way to go about doing so?
Probably the best way to go about it is check out our Facebook page. You know, we post daily information out there and different highlight videos and things like that. You can also find us, just come down to the gym, 1695 South Highway 10, or give me a call at 630-0848, and I can answer any of your questions that you have. You can follow us on Instagram at Fierce MMA as well.
I know we haven't talked much about this, but it's extremely affordable too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. Our kids programs, it's $50 a month for unlimited classes. We do classes 4 days a week. You know, some of the kids actually are taking both of the classes, and they're also welcome to stay for some of the adult classes as they get older as well. But Monday and Wednesdays are our kids' kickboxing classes, and Tuesdays and Thursdays are our kids' jiu-jitsu classes. And so you're getting unlimited classes, you know, 4 days a week throughout the month, and we're year-round as well.
Now, if you want to go away from the class, and if we're not talking about kids, there's also plenty for the adults there as well. Last time you and I had a conversation, you'd mentioned 24 hours now to go in and lift.
Yes, we have 24-hour access for the just even for the fitness side, which comes along with multiple fitness classes. That's $40 monthly, or if you sign a six-month contract, then it goes down to $30 per month. We also offer discounts for police, firefighters, first responders, teachers, and students. At $25 per month on the fitness side. We have 24-hour access. We've just brought in a ton of new equipment, you know, new treadmills, rowers, glute ham developers, leg presses, and we're actually putting in a sauna this weekend. So we'll have a dry sauna out there, dry and wet sauna. Probably comfortably sit up to 15 people in that sauna. And so that'll be up and running here very shortly. So, I mean, it's like a world-class facility, man. We've invested a ton of money into just the equipment that people want to see. You know, I consistently asking our, you know, our customers out there, you know, what do you need? You know, I'm here to help to see you reach your fitness goals. And if there's a piece of equipment that we don't have, let's get it, you know. And I feel that sauna is going to be a great addition to, for health benefits as well. And, you know, we just keep growing and growing and growing. And 24-hour access, so there's no excuse to, you know, for a schedule to not be able to get in there.
No, there's time now.
Exactly.
No question. Cody, I appreciate you stopping by and of course, bringing Mandy as well. Mandy, it was great to talk to you as well. So thank you guys.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, thank you, Jordan.
Again, that's Cody Bunderson along with Mandy Peterson as we talk a little Fierce MMA and fitness for children. Pretty cool deal. They got a great atmosphere down there. Fun conversation. We got a break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.